The next patient is Christina Heaton. The last name is H-E-A-T-O-N. First name, K-R-E-S-T-I-N-A. This is the clinical case of an 80-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. During the most recent laboratory workup, there is a drop in the estimated EFR to 31 mLs per minute. The potassium is 5.9. And the serum creatinine remain at 1.3. Period.
Could you still let this to the Dexa report?
Yes. Thank you.
They become your problem now.
Okay. Period. In taking a close look, the patient had an elevation of the BUN, which makes the BUN creatinine ratio to increase, suggestive of prerenal azotemia. And there is also evidence of increase of the potassium to 5.9, which is dangerous. The patient has been taking lisinopril, 40 milligrams every day. We are going to stop the use of the lisinopril, and we are going to switch the patient to amlodipine, 5 milligrams PO daily, and if the systolic goes above 150, we are going to increase the dose to 2 times a day, period. The protein creatinine ratio that was done on the 9th of August is 248 milligrams per gram of creatinine. We have to keep monitoring this ratio, because if the patient develops proteinuria, we don't have another alternative that start the patient on SGLT2 inhibitors. We tried once and she didn't like it, but we will discuss that at the right time. Following number arterial hypertension that is under control, as mentioned before, we're going to stop the use of the lisinopril, 40 milligrams daily, to amlodipine, 5 milligrams PO daily. And increase, if the systolic is above 150, to 5 milligrams of amlodipine BID. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under better control, this is followed by the endocrinologist. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, thyroid a profile is followed by the endocrinologist. The patient had a following number, a heavy evidence of osteoporosis. The patient is receiving Prolia every 6 months. Following number, the patient has macular degeneration that has affected the left eye, despite the fact that she has been receiving injections every month. For that reason, she decided to give up driving cars, and now she is transportation dependent. The vision in the right eye is well preserved. Paragraph. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes with the patient, and 7 minutes in the documentation.